He said, can you do 300 in sets of 10s? I have a class project and I need you to do 300 push-ups and sets of 10 for it to work. Can you do it? I need you to tell me that you can do this. Steve thought for a moment and he looked at Dr. Christensen and he said, yes, I can do that. I can do 300 push-ups. Dr. Christensen said, good, let me tell you what I have in mind. Well, Friday came and Steve got to class early and sat in the front of the room. And when class started, the professor pulled out a big box of donuts. And we're not talking about those puny little donuts. We're talking about the big donuts with all the cream filling and all the goodies. The ones that, you know, I look at and my wife drags me away. So these were the kind of donuts that everybody wanted with the swirls and the cream. And everyone was pretty excited because it was Friday. It was the last day of class, and we're having a party in Dr. Christensen's class. We're getting to start the weekend early here. Dr. Christensen went to the first girl in the class, and he said, Cynthia, would you like a donut? And Cynthia said, yes, I would. So Dr. Christensen turned to Steve, and he said, Steve, would you do 10 push-ups so that Cynthia can have a donut? Steve hopped out of his desk and hit the floor and pushed out 10 push-ups real fast and sat back down. Then Dr. Christensen went to Joe. He said, Joe, do you want a donut? And Joe said, yes. He said, Steve, same question. Steve, will you do 10 push-ups so that Joe can have a donut? And he got up and he did the 10 push-ups. And so it went down the first aisle. Steve did 10 push-ups for every person before they got their donut. While walking down the second aisle, though, Dr. Christensen came to Scott. Scott was the captain of the basketball team. He was as much a physical specimen as was Steve. Dr. Christensen said, Scott, would you like a donut? He said, can I do my own push-ups? Dr. Christensen said, no, you cannot. He said, well, then I don't want one. And Dr. Christensen turned to Steve and he said, Steve, will you do 10 push-ups so that Scott can have the donut that he does not want? Dr. and Steve, in obedience, dropped to the floor, started doing his 10 push-ups. Scott spoke up and said, hey, I said I didn't want one. And Dr. Christensen said, look, this is my classroom. These are my desk, and these are my donuts. And you can just leave it on the desk if you don't want it. And he put a donut on Scott's desk. By the end of the second row, Steve had begun to slow down a little bit in his push-ups, and you could see perspiration beginning to come out around his brow. Dr. Christensen started down the third row, and the students were beginning to get a little angry with Dr. Christensen. Dr. Christensen came to Jenny, and he said, Jenny, would you like a donut? And sternly, in a very harsh voice, she said, no, I don't. And yet, Steve went down and did those push-ups so that Jenny could have the donut that she did not want. By now, there was a growing sense of uneasiness throughout the classroom. The students were beginning to say no, and there were many uneaten donuts on the desks. And Steve had to really put forth a lot of extra effort now to do the 10 push-ups. You could see that there was a small pool of sweat below his face, and his arms were beginning to turn red, and his forehead was turning red from the exertion that he was putting forth. Dr. Christian asked Robert, who was the most vocal person against God or vocal unbeliever in the class, he asked him to go up and to count the push-ups that Steve did for him. He said, I want you to leave your desk and I want you to go make sure that he does 10 push-ups because it is hurting me to see him do push-ups for donuts that people won't eat. And so he made Robert stand there and count them vocally until he had done his 10, and then he set the donut down on his desk. During this time, though, people had come into the classroom and were beginning to sit on the stairs along the radiators. Dr. Christensen quickly did a count and realized that now there were 34 students in the room, and he was beginning to worry as to whether Steve could make it, whether he could do that many push-ups. And as he neared the row that he was on, Steve was really beginning to have a hard time. It was taking him quite a bit of time to complete each set. A few moments later, Jason, a poor transfer student, came to the room and was about to come in when all the students yelled, no, stay out! All at once, And Jason didn't know what was going on. I mean, he wasn't in the room. He didn't realize it. He just knew people were yelling at him. Steve looked up from the floor and said, "No, let him come." And Dr. Christensen said, "Steve, you realize, don't you, that if I let Jason come in the room, you'll have to do 10 push-ups so that he can have a donut." He said, "Yes, I realize. Let him come in." He said, "Well, I'll let you go ahead and get Jason's out of the way right now." And Steve went and did his 10 push-ups, and Jason, kind of bewildered at what was going on, took the donut and sat down. Dr. Christensen finished the fourth row and then started on those visitors that were sitting by the heaters. Steve's arms were now shaking with each push-up as he struggled to lift himself against the force of gravity. And by this time, sweat was profusely falling off of his face, and there was no sound in the room except his heavy breathing. And there was not a dry eye. The very last two students were two young women that were very popular. Dr. Christensen asked Linda, "Do you want a donut?" And Linda said in a very sad voice, "No, thank you." And Dr. Christensen once again turned to Steve and said, "Would you do 10 push-ups so that Linda can have the donut she doesn't want?" And he came to the last girl and said, "Susan, do you want a donut?" And Susan, with tears flowing down her face, simply began to cry and said, "Dr. Christensen, why can't I help him? Let me help him." And Dr. Christensen, now with tears of his own, said this, "No, Steve has to do it alone. I have given him this task, and he is in charge of seeing that everyone has an opportunity to have a donut, whether they want it or not. When I decided to have this party here on the last day of class, I looked at my grade book, and Steve here was the only one with a perfect grade. He was the only one that had not skipped a class, had not failed a test, had not failed to turn in an assignment. He was the only one with the perfect grade. Steve once told me that in football, when one messes up, he has to do push-ups. And I told Steve that none of you could come to my party unless he did your push-ups for you." He said, "Stephen, would you do 10 push-ups so that Susan can have a donut?" And as Steve very slowly finished his last push-up with the understanding that he had accomplished all that was given to him, after having done 350 push-ups, he fell to the floor in exhaustion. Dr. Christensen turned to the room and said, "And so it was that our Savior Jesus Christ on the cross pled to the Father, 'Into thy hands I commend my spirit.' With the understanding that he had done everything that was required of him, he yielded up his life. And like some of you in this room, far too many of us leave the gift on the desk uneaten." Two students helped Steve off the floor to a seat, physically exhausted, but he was wearing a thin smile across his face. Dr. Christensen said, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Not all sermons are preached with words." Turning to his class, the professor said, "My wish is that you might understand and fully comprehend all the riches of grace and mercy that have been given to you through the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He spared not his only begotten Son, but gave him for us all and for the whole church, now and forever, whether or not we choose to accept the gift that he has given to us, the price has been paid. Wouldn't it be foolish, and wouldn't it be ungrateful, to simply leave it sitting on the desk? Jesus paid that price. Whether you want it or not, he paid it. Whether you take hold of it or not, he paid it. Don't waste it. If you're not a child of God this evening, and the price has been paid for you, don't leave it on the desk. Pick it up. Take hold of it in obedience to the gospel tonight. If you're a child of God, maybe you've forgotten the price that was paid for you and you've left it on the desk. Pick it up and let it be your life. If there's any way in which we can help you this evening in response to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we'll pray that you will let us as we stand and as we sing.